John Sadler runs a good shop, Private Universe. You're pretty bullish about this.
If he doesn't run top three, I'd be extremely surprised. I'd say he's fooled me if he doesn't run top three.
Private Universe, good days. Got there by a half head on Private Universe.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Deploys alone. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon he'd be extremely hard to beat.
Deploys alone. He's down for an easy victory.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Still basking in the afterglow of Friday with Johnny Sadler, who is now getting a statue in the Hall of Fame because he's a legend of what we do here on the Early Mail. And we're racing again today at Sandown, midweek activity on the hillside version today, Whitey.
We are indeed. Tim Bailey is the track manager out at Sandown. Tim, good morning.
Morning, guys.
It's all looking pretty good for you today. What are we looking at exactly?
Yeah, we're currently on a good four. The track's spot on this morning, exactly how I'd like it, but I think, what have we got, about 10 hours to race one, so... something like that. So we're putting on 6mm starting shortly just to keep it. That should just keep it where it is now. As I said, it's currently in that good four range. Going stick this morning was 9.3. So again, that's sort of around the benchmark of what we're looking for. And just rails out 9 metres. And, you know, I'd say we'll be on a good four for the first couple of races. And you know, windy day, windy evening. So we'll probably get to a good three some stage during the program.
Terrific, Tim, and it's a good point. It is actually a
late
twilight meeting. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Good stuff there, Tim. 4:15 the first one. We've got Terang today as well. I've got the 7-race card at Terang, which kicks off at 1:30, the more traditional time, or closer to traditional time today. So 2 meetings today, and you've got some track conditions for us for Terang, have you, Whitey?
Yeah, we do. True, the entire circuit, the rail position, track condition is a good 4 with a penetrometer rating of 5.2.
Rightio. Rightio. You've got some information for Greg Urell, who's one of our favourites.
We do. Greg, good morning.
Guys, good morning.
Now, we've got, you've got 3 in action today at Sandown. Race 3, number 9, Raspberry Beret starts off. Good horse name.
You've got to say Raspberry Beret.
Yeah, that's right. Gate 9, Ethan Brown aboard. What can you tell us about Raspberry Beret?
Well, she's only just been a new acquisition to the stable, so... haven't had a lot to do with it, but certainly with what I have had, she's a very impressive mare. Lovely horse to train. She's a magnificent-looking animal. And, I think certainly her 3 runs in this time have been very creditable. And, probably last start she was quite unlucky. So, but as I say, for what she's done here, I've been very, very happy with her. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what she can do today.
All right, so around about a $10 chance at the tab. How long does it usually take you as a trainer to work out what you've got with a horse? How many races, or can it actually be sort of ascertained in track work? What's your feeling on that?
Oh, a little bit of both. She's a very, very straightforward mare to train at face value at the moment. I mean, she just goes out, she executes whatever work you'd like her to do. Probably today we'll get a bit more out of her and just see, you know, how she's sort of probably enjoyed a short time with us as to how she races. But, there's always sort of a little bit of tweaking that you can do with, especially with these mares. They seem to appreciate a little bit of change and maybe a little bit of variation in what she's been doing here just might be enough to sort of get her to hit the line in front. But, she looked very straightforward, but again, I think, today will help us, and it's a little bit of a time thing, but certainly in her favour. She's a lovely horse to work with, so that'll certainly help us going forward.
All right, so that's race 3, number 9, Raspberry Beret. What about race 5, number 8, Props, with Damien Oliver aboard?
Yeah, he's the big boy. He's just back in. He enjoyed a good break. Prep's been good. He's worked up really well, this horse. Everything he's done is good. He's a very, very big horse. He takes a bit of getting fit, but we think we've got him there. He's, certainly all the signs are right there at the moment. So he usually runs well fresh. So, we're hoping, looking forward to, a pretty forward start from him today.
All right, and then race 6, number 3, Switzer, last start winner to round things off, and very much in the market at the tab around the $4.40 mark.
Yeah, he's a nice horse, this guy. He deserved to win a race. All his runs this time in, I think, have been quite good. Just sort of circumstances that have sort of haven't probably enabled him to probably have another win on the board. But certainly, the 2400 is not going to worry him. He's been there before, of course. And I think it was February, he raced over 2400, run third.
He's probably in a better position this time in to sort of hit the 2400 in the fact that last time in he was probably just on the way out as far as the prep goes, but seems to be in a good spot, this horse, at the moment. I think the 2400 is just ideal for him for where he's at. I think one of the biggest plus for him is the size of the track. I think that'll help him enormously. So he's certainly at face value, he's back up again to be a winning chance.
All right. In a word, your best of your three.
Probably him, Schweitzer, I'd say. Yeah.
All right. Terrific, Greg. Appreciate your time.
Good luck, guys. To Greg Urell, three today. His best to race six, number three, Schweitzer, $4 at tab.com.au. Now, George is out of the pump. We're going to give him prime time activity after 7 o'clock. Don't go anywhere. The George Sandan Quaddy up after this.